Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Michael Stallard being back on the show. Mike is one of the top authorities on leadership on the planet, co-founder and president of and CEO of E Pluribus Partners, author of Fired Up or Burned Out, also The Connection Culture, and it's all about leadership. It's all about engagement, getting our teams to be hitting on all cylinders and making the most out of everything, not only our company's goals, but their own personal goals. That's the big part of engagement, isn't it, Mike? Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you.
So a big part of engagement is for our people, our teams, to feel like not only are they accomplishing our goals, but they're accomplishing their goals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the critical things, you look at engagement today, and the state of engagement in workplaces is not very good. You know, a lot of employees are struggling. Jeffrey Pfeffer, a professor at Stanford, just came out with a book called Dying for a Paycheck that shows the health costs of poor workplace cultures. I think the issue for business owners is, do I see my staff, are they connected? So that they're pulling together, you know, I love this metaphor that, you know, is your culture, is it more of a indifferent culture or a, you know, like a, maybe a doggy dog culture at times mm-hmm. where people are short with one
us,
another?
My friend Archie Chankute calls it us versus them.
Yeah. And when you want your team connected and pulling together and moving in the right direction, that's what engagement's all about, is achieving mm-hmm. that. So it has an effect on business results. And you got to be intentional about it because we don't drift toward it.
How much is trust a major ingredient in engagement? How does it fit into that?
Well, trust it's very closely related to feeling connected, and it comes from, number one, can I depend on that person? Do I respect that person's competence? Also, do I know that person? Do I feel like I know them so that they are predictable? And then a factor that can take away from that trust and sense of connection is, do I perceive that they're selfish or that they care about the group's results and about me as a person? If
right.
they're just focused on self-interest, then it's hard, difficult to develop trust. So there's a number of factors that really factor in that, and they're closely related to have that sense of connection. You know, you think of the French term esprit de corps that we think mm-hmm. about in the military,
the
right?
Military.
It's a very real thing.
Yeah. The military lives and dies by esprit de corps.
Absolutely, because you have to be able to, you know, you need to know that your buddy has your back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true in business, too. You run into challenging situations. Do you have people who support us, who have our back? Can we rely on them or not? And I think for a lot of people in business, the word culture is coming up a lot these days. But it's, mm-hmm. you know, what is culture anyway? And what we've tried to do is boil it down to what are the essentials that help achieve employee engagement? And we boil it down to five words, which is vision, value, voice, feedback, and help.
Say those again.
Vision, value, voice, feedback, and help. Those are all essentials. They're have to have, not just want to have. And you have to have them to really develop and maintain a high level of employee engagement so that everyone's pulling together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the first one starts, you know, I find vision, value, voice, I break it up into two things. Vision, value, voice, feedback, and help are somewhat separate. Let me just start with value, because actually value is the most important. It's the foundation. If you don't have that, then it's hard to build on the others. And Alan Mulally, who has, you know, the CEO who turned around the Ford Motor Company and who's endorsed our last book, Connection Culture. You know, he says you have to be able to learn to love your employees. And by that, you know, you don't hear that word love a lot, but by that, what he means is you need to show that you care. And they need to know that you care about them as human beings and not just as means to an end. And that's really, you know, it's a great thing about you, Jim. You care about people. You're very personable. And you also care about results. So both are important. But if you don't start with that, if you don't take the time to get to know people, to know their story, to understand their a little bit about their work experience and what brings out the best in them, if you don't make an effort to really get them in the right role and stay in touch with them, then they perceive that as you don't really care about them. You're just using them as means to an end. And that's a quick way to get to disengage employees.
The old employment, the old management paradigm, and some people still think that they don't see the performance benefit of valuing employees. All they want to do is see the output, the results, and they don't want to invest in the relationship, and they don't realize that you can squeeze people into doing something. But you can't do that on a sustained basis. And especially today.
Well, that's exactly it.
Especially today, there are economic demographic trends going on right now, Mike, where the biggest, for the first time in decades, the biggest obstacle to success and growth for small businesses is not a government thing. It's not taxes or health care. The biggest obstacle is a marketplace, a workforce thing. They can't find enough people. For the first time in decades, our biggest problem is something that's inside of us, inside of our organization. And one of the ways we can solve that and not be a statistic that we report on who can't get enough help and can't get people to do what they need to do is what you're talking about.
Yeah, you've got to take the time to get to know people and try to get them in the right role, to stay connected with them. If you don't, you're not going to attract and engage and retain people. So it's it's been a while since we've seen this situation where businesses are having difficulty attracting and retaining the right people. So it's not just engagement, which is a huge factor because that affects productivity and results. It's also attracting and retaining the people.
That's right. We're going to talk about some of these elements, some of these engagement elements with our good friend Michael Sauer. Nobody knows more about this than he does, folks. We have the best right here for you. Michael, I need your website quickly, please.
I'd send people to my personal blog at michaelleestollard.com.
All right. Michael Lee Stollard. Two L's. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.